Now to that escalating war of words between President Obama and Vladimir Putin over Ukraine. This morning, Russia tightening its grip on the strategic region of Crimea, despite warnings from the White House. ABC's Alex Marquardt is in the middle of it all in Crimea, where in just days, a critical vote will determine if the country splits apart. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Martha. These forces are part of what is believed to be a growing Russian presence here in Crimea this morning, their control tightening by the minute. Of course, Russia is denying these troops are even theirs.
On the move, large unmarked convoys of troops believed to be Russian this weekend crisscrossing the Crimean Peninsula. The Ukraine-Crimea border reportedly now littered with landmines planted by pro-Russian forces, who for the past 3 days have blocked international military monitors from entering Crimea, even firing warning shots. In just 10 days, Russia has seized Crimea, border crossings, airports, government buildings, and military bases. Just a handful still in Ukrainian control, but surrounded. And diplomatic efforts are still going nowhere. Presidents Obama and Putin talking past each other on an hour-long phone call. The U.S. criticizing next weekend's scheduled vote here to decide if Crimea should break off and join Russia.
Crimea is Ukraine. We support the territorial integrity of Ukraine.
As Crimea prepares for next Sunday's referendum, this mostly Russian region is showing where its allegiances lie.
So what kind of passport would you like to have?
Russian. I hate Ukrainian.